Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a former Donegal County councillor says there should be a concerted push from the county and particularly from current council members to have the Donegal TD appointed to cabinet when the incoming Taoiseach announces his new government. More time has been granted to allow Donegal County Council respond to possible transboundary issues surrounding a proposed gold mine in County Tyrone. The North's Infrastructure Minister John O'Dowd has acknowledged the importance of connectivity in Derry and the North West. And Letterkenny University Hospital collected over €130,000 in hospital car parking fees in 2023. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15, followed by Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. First in news though, three new junior ministerial positions are to be created under the new government. The roles include an extra super junior ministry. It brings the total number of ministers of state to 23, with the government arguing the increase is needed to deal with additional workload. Meanwhile, the opposition is criticising the programme for government for a lack of ambition. Fianna Fáil negotiator Mary Butler says it's not a fair critique.
That's what the opposition will always say. And like a lot of the opposition didn't step up to the plate. They didn't want to be part of government and they didn't want to take, they didn't want to deal with the hard challenges that we are dealing with. But I think what hasn't been said here, that we're in a situation that we have a very strong, stable economy. And what's in the programme for government, we will be able to deliver on in relation to housing, in relation to public services.
Well, a former Donegal County councillor says there should be a concerted push from the county and particularly from current council members to have a Donegal TD appointed to cabinet when incoming Taoiseach Micheál Martin announces his new government. Micheál Martin is set to take up the role as Taoiseach when the dole resumes next week. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnogh served as Agriculture and Marine Minister in the previous government, but there is speculation he may lose out on the portfolio this time round. Former councillor Ian McGarvey says there's been a historic deficit in funding to the council over many years and a strong voice is necessary at the cabinet table.
I'm interested in what happens in the county, having acted on Donegal County Council for 20 years and having looked at our record against the 30 other local authorities, there's 31 in the country, and how we have been treated in services, whether it be hospital services, road services, work and other things. Donegal has deserved representation at any table in this country because it's one of the most important counties, owing to the fact we have a cross-border aspect as well. And therefore, it is of necessity that the Donegal County Council, to ensure that they get the necessary funding for the many services that's needed, let it be in roads, let it be in health, let it be employment or any other thing, Donal. Having sat in Donegal County Council, the people who sit in there have one obligation, as far as I'm concerned, is to represent the people and their views and their needs. Nothing more, nothing less. And I think it's not happening.
Realistically, if Donegal is to have a seat at the cabinet table in the incoming government, it's going to be one of two people, Charlie McConnogh or Pat the Cope Gallagher. Do you have a preference?
Donald, I want to say to you, I don't have a preference. I've never played politics in my lifetime. I've been associated with Fianna Fáil. I know the implications of being a political party activist and a community activist. And I put a community activist always in front of political activists. Because unfortunately, you've been told what to do. And I can't stand that if you represent a group of people and you've been told what to do and you can't make the proper representation and acquire actually the proper results for them as well.
Healthcare staff could take industrial action. Executives at the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation in Forsa will meet to endorse a plan for action over the coming weeks. The decision has been taken due to what they say are recruitment issues within the HSC. The union say they represent 72,000 healthcare workers in the public sector. More time has been given to allow Donegal County Council respond to possible transboundary issues surrounding a proposed gold mine in County Tyrone. A Planning Appeals Commission inquiry began on Monday in Omagh but was suspended yesterday as a result of regulation breaches by the North Department for Infrastructure. The DFI was found to have failed to give Donegal County Council adequate time to respond to the inquiry after a cross-border issue was identified. The hearings are set to resume in March. James Orr, Director of Friends of the Earth NI, says input from Donegal County Council is imperative.
This project is a mega project, the biggest mine of its kind in Europe, and you have to consult with your country neighbours on an issue of such significance.
The annual rate of inflation rose in December to 1.4%. That's up from 1% in the year to November, according to the CSO. The sectors with the largest price increases over the 12 months were restaurants and hotels, up 3.7%, and recreation and culture, up 3.3%. The Irish Hotels Federation says costs are continuing to rise across the board and inflation urgently needs to be moderated. President Michael Magner says nothing has been immune to price increases and this upward trend needs to be reversed.
It's not just alcohol, it's everything. And this is the point. Where do we come to a stage whereby enough is enough? And we have to start moderating inflation, because we're hearing inflation is falling, but unfortunately costs connected with producing products and services are still very high. But we have to have a mechanism in Ireland to be sufficient and to allow costs of doing business moderate.
Victims campaigners staged a protest outside Belfast High Court today, which was hearing an appeal over a ruling which ordered the British government to hold a public inquiry into the murder of GAA official Sean Brown. He was abducted by loyalists in Derry and shot near Randallstown in May 1997. No one has ever been convicted, but a previous inquest was told state agents had been involved. Sinn Féin MLA Deirdre Hargey is among those supporting the Brown family.
Again, the family have been dragged here, his elderly wife, his children, in order to ensure that that public inquiry can go ahead. The British government are appealing that decision, and I suppose what we're here to do is to support the family.
The North's Infrastructure Minister, John O'Dowd, has acknowledged the importance of connectivity in Derry and the North West. Speaking during a fireside chat event organised by Derry Chamber of Commerce, Minister O'Dowd said his focus is on addressing regional imbalance and ensuring that infrastructure creates the foundations for better communities and better connections. He cited his support for City of Derry Airport and the strengthening of rail connections, as well as his commitment to the Derry and Strabane City deal. Conor McGregor has been ordered by a High Court judge not to publish or share CCTV evidence shown during the recent civil action taken by Nikita Hand. He has also been ordered to hand over all copies of the footage in his possession, as well as any other evidence disclosed to him for the purpose of preparing for the trial. Court's correspondent Frank Rainey reports.
Mr Justice Alex Owen said he felt there was a real risk of Conor McGregor providing the CCTV evidence to his business partner, who posted online that it would be published this month. That post prompted Nikita Hand to seek an injunction to prevent McGregor from sharing the footage. McGregor's barristers argued there was no need because there was already an implied undertaking not to share or publish disclosed material. But the judge wasn't persuaded and ordered the MMA fighter to hand over whatever copies he has and to also delete it from his electronic devices if necessary. Mr Justice Owens also decided not to bring contempt proceedings in relation to certain social media posts after the verdict for fear it would be distraction and only keep him in the news cycle. And he agreed to place a stay on the orders for costs as long as he pays Ms Hand €100,000 of her damages and €250,000 of the costs owed. Frank Graney at the High Court.
Letterkenny University Hospital collected over €130,000 in hospital car parking fees in 2023. Hospitals across the country took in a total of €15.7 million, according to a report by Irish Country Living. The figure for Letterkenny University Hospital is the seventh lowest in the country. Author of the report and health expert Margaret Hawkins says while Donegal had one of the lower amounts in the national picture, it's still a big expense on families who are in a vulnerable position.
It's quite low, but generally when you look at it, it's still not a sum to be sneezed at. I suppose overall we were looking at the whole country and some of the huge income from it, like Cork University, €2.2 million, St Vincent's around about the same, and St James's 1.6, and of course Galway similar, and UHL and UHW. But it varied a bit around the country depending on whether the traffic on the car park, the numbers coming into it. And Letterkenny was one of the lower ones, but still, as I say, it's quite a substantial sum.
It is, and many people will think that parking should be free at hospitals because anybody who is there is there because they need to be.
Exactly. You're in a vulnerable place when you're going to park at a hospital car park. I've been there myself, just when parents would be taken to hospital by ambulance, and I lived in a different part of the county or the country, and you'd have to basically get up and go, and you need to have the money for the car, the petrol, the diesel. You need the money for the car parking. You need to have change in case the card machine There's no card aspect to it. And it's just another stress. And you're also watching the clock, say, gosh, are my 4 hours up? You know, will I have to go back out and do that again? I don't want to get clamped or whatever. I don't get into trouble. So it's a stress on people. It's a tax on illness that I suppose that doesn't go away.
The number of new home commencements in Donegal has more than doubled. Figures released today by the Department of Housing reveal that work started on 1,178 new properties in the county between January and December 2024. That's up from 498 during this same period the previous year. Nationally, new home commencements are up 84% to 60,243. Dog owners are again being reminded to ensure they are under effectual control at all times. One sheep farmer in West Donegal says following last week's cold snap, sheep are more at risk of aborting lambs. James believes greater regulation is needed.
Well, the weather we've had there, even last week, like at all the snow and the frost and ice, like sheep, like the farmers are out there feeding away their sheep, like this time of year now, like sheep might be as strong as what they should be or whatever, like that. And then them sheep could be carrying maybe 2-3 lambs a piece, like. And then you have a dog coming in, like, and he's even running up and down the side of the road or barking and over the fence or whatever like that. That's scaring them sheep, like. And next thing, the sheep can run into a hurdle or whatever like that, or get caught in a fence or into a drain or just abort their lamb, to be honest. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of farmers will be scanning their sheep now in the next couple of weeks, like, and this is a critical time, to be honest. Like, and as Michael said earlier on, like, no time's the right time for a dog to be running free, like, but... It just needs to be, I think it just needs to be mandated a bit better, to be honest. Like.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the winter sale is now on with up to 50% off. Get great savings on runners and leisure wear in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. We're over a week out from the start of the National Football League. With the new rules, it's an exciting time for the game. Management's players and supporters. But for a period, Jim McGuinness feels it's going to be a bit chaotic. The Donegal boss says it will be challenging for players.
But I do feel the game's going to be, it's going to be really, really quick. It's going to be very challenging physically for the players. It's going to be a very quick brand of football. It's going to be very difficult to defend. Forwards will feel... more space, more opportunities, the ball's in contest more, not as much sort of control of the game in terms of kickouts, which means that, you know, that again, it goes 50-50. So all those things are going to have a big impact on, on how the game is played from a physical point of view as well as a tactical point of view, and it's going to be very quick-paced.
And there's more from Donegal manager Jim McGuinness on the return of the Score programme this evening here in Highland. We'll also hear from Patrick McBrearty, head of the opening game with Kerry on Sunday week. Plus, we'll be looking forward to this weekend's FAI Junior Cup fixtures for holders Cockhill, Celtic, Letterkenny Rovers and Fannet United. It's all part of the Score programme tonight, live here in Highland just after the 7 o'clock news. Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim says fans will have to wait until later to find out if Alejandro Garnacho will feature in tonight's Premier League match with Southampton. The Argentinian forward's been linked with a move to Napoli in the transfer window. Amorim believes he's a player with huge potential who's still adapting to his game plan.
That is clear. He has talent. He needs to learn to play in a different position. He needs to play better inside. He improves a lot.
A one for United this evening will move them up to 12th in the table. Kick-off there is at 8 o'clock. Republic of Ireland forward Sami Samoric is set to miss tonight's Premier League action. The Ipswich Town club man picked up an ankle injury earlier this month in the match against Fulham. Irish defender Darragh O'Shea is expected to feature in the home game against Brighton. That one starts about earlier at 7:30. Former Republic of Ireland women's assistant coach Colin Healy will be making a formal complaint to the FAI's HR department. Healy has alleged last November the FAI's director of football, Mark Canham, gave him the impression his contract would be extended. However, a few minutes before announcing head coach Eileen Gleeson was being let go, Canham phoned Healy to say he wasn't being retained. Healy, whose wife Kelly passed away last year, had already turned down a job with Cove Ramblers to stay working for the FAI. Canham has been speaking at the unveiling of the new Ireland women's manager, Carla Ward, this afternoon. He says that the details of his conversation with Healy are confidential, but insists he had been transparent throughout. Republic of Ireland international Aaron Connolly has signed for Championship club Millwall. The 24-year-old has made the move after parting company with Sunderland, having spent just 5 months on Wearside. Great result today for Pobl Scull Gwydor. They took victory in the FAI Schools Senior B Girls National Cup semi-final for under 20 small schools. Gwydor won the tie by a goal to nil, beating Gael Coliste Rannoch of Dunamead. Eva Cassidy scored the game's scored the game's only goal to send Pobl Scull Gwydor through to the All-Ireland final. In rugby union, Rob Little is set to make his first Ulster appearance in 2 years. The winger is named on the bench for Friday's must-win Champions Cup pool match against Exeter. Mike Lowry and Stuart Moore return to the starting side. That shows five changes from last week's defeat by Leicester. Eric O'Sullivan and Ireland international Rob Herring return to the front row, while out-half Jack Murphy makes his first Champions Cup start. Rory McIlroy admits he played pretty scrappy in his first round of 2025. He's 2 under par after signing for a round of 70 at the Hero Dubai Desert Classic. Patrick Harrington and Tom McKibben also had 2 under rounds today, and the Irish trio are currently 5 shots off the lead. Finally, in tennis, men's 5th seed Daniil Medvedev has crashed out of the Australian Open. The Russian lost a 5-set tiebreak to go out to American debutante Leonard Tin in the second round in Melbourne. Earlier, defending champion Jannik Sinner advanced to the third round. And that's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. For weather now, it will be largely dry and rather cloudy this evening with just a few clear spells and one or two fresh southerly winds. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with lowest temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. A former Donegal County Councillor says there should be a concerted push from the county and particularly from current council members to have a Donegal TD appointed to Cabinet when incoming Taoiseach Micheál Martin announces his new government. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnogh served as Agriculture and Marine Minister in the previous government, but there is speculation he may lose out on the portfolio this time round. More time has been given to allow Donegal County Council respond to possible transboundary issues surrounding a proposed gold mine in County Tyrone. A Planning Appeals Commission inquiry began on Monday in Omagh, but was suspended yesterday as a result of regulation breaches by the North's Department for Infrastructure. Meanwhile, the North's Infrastructure Minister has acknowledged the importance of connectivity in Derry and the North West. Speaking during a fireside chat event organised by Derry Chamber of Commerce, Minister John O'Dowd said his focus is on addressing regional imbalance and ensuring that infrastructure creates the foundations for better communities and better connections. And dog owners in Donegal are again being reminded to ensure they are under effectual control at all times. One sheep farmer in West Donegal says following last week's cold snap, sheep are more at risk of aborting lambs. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. Good evening.
Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear details about an important and interesting farming conference that's taking place in Letterkenny next week. But first, the next programme for government will be scrutinised by farming organisations over the coming days. Increased sheep and suckler payments, a farm retirement scheme and a red line stance on the Mercosur trade deal are among the commitments being made. And there's also a commitment that reclaimed land that may be re-wet in future should remain eligible for CAP payments, and schemes should include compensation for the impact of land designations. Independent TDs Michael Healy-Ray and Noel Grealish are set to become Ministers of State at the Department of Agriculture, with Kerry TD Healy-Ray poised to take over the forestry portfolio, while Galway West TD Grealish will take food production and market development. Outgoing Fine Gael Minister of State Martin Hayden is thought to be a strong contender to become the next Minister for Agriculture. Meanwhile, beef prices are at record levels. Latest Department of Agriculture data shows that Irish meat plants paid an average of €5.99 a kilo for R3 steers and €6.02 a kilo for R3 heifers. And that's 40 cent a kilo above the previous Irish record price. And over 35,000 farmers with heavy soils will have to comply with strict new rules on drainage, reseeding and ploughing to secure cap payments. That's according to the Irish Farmers Journal. The tighter restrictions will apply from this year on thousands of hectares of farmed peatlands and wetlands, primarily in the Midlands and along the western seaboard. Draft proposals from the Department of Agriculture are expected to be signed into law in the coming weeks. Arrivo is hosting a Your Farm, Your Future conference next Monday morning, that's January the 20th, in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny. And it should be of considerable interest to many farmers, and there'll be a number of panel discussions plus trade stands. To get some further insight, I've been speaking with Declan Maron, Arrivo Farm Profitability and Sustainability Manager, who's expecting a big turnout.
Definitely, we're hoping we'll have a good turnout of dairy farmers and people maybe looking for opportunities in the industry as well to come out. And the whole event is about looking a little bit longer term maybe than just the next 3-6 months, which we often do in farming, but we're trying to look at a bit of the longer term. So we've two panel discussions, one on succession and one then looking at the markets throughout the future and outlook for global dairy and meeting customer needs as we go forward. So just if we look at the succession panel, we have Austin Finn of the Land Mobility Service. We have Ashley Meehan, who's a specialist agri-solicitor. And we have Martin Clark, who's with IFAC, and he'll cover off maybe the taxation implications and probably things that people should consider when planning succession. We'll also hear from two local farmers, Donegal farmers, who have a sort of an arrangement like that. So we have Billy McMahon, a landowner, and then we have Christopher Digmas, who is leasing the land from the McMahon family. And they'll just talk through the arrangement they have, how they're finding it, and kind of we go through. There's loads of different options there. Often we think succession is from mother, father to son, daughter, but there's loads of arrangements there where an unrelated person can come in, younger person, they bring, you know, a new direction, a new drive to the farm. And we are keen, obviously, to keep that land in milk production. Dairy farming is the most profitable farm enterprise at the moment that's out there by some distance compared to, say, the dry stock sector. So they're keeping that farm in milk gives both the landowner the greatest opportunity to provide an income going into the future while they take a step back. And there's still then the opportunity of a new entrant or a young person coming in there to that farm and going dairying on it and having a profitable enterprise as well.
So much to look forward to on that front. And then also you'll have a separate panel discussion on the market outlook and customer needs.
Yeah, so on our market outlook panel, we have Conor Mulvihill, who is the Director of Dairy Industry Ireland. We have John Murray, who's Director of Meat, Food and Beverages with Bord Bia. We have Shane Henry, so he's Head of Member Services with Ornua. And we have our own CEO of Arrivo, Donald Tierney. And we have dairy farmer and NDC farm ambassador Miriam Gunn, who farms outside Strokestown in County Roscommon. So on that panel, they'll be looking very much at the challenges which we have to face up to as well as an industry. The nitrates derogation, I'm sure, will be discussed on that panel and how we put our best foot forward in securing an extension to the derogation, but also looking at, you know, longer term milk price and where the trend might be. So we're probably looking across Europe at a milk pool that's going to be contracting slightly, maybe through legislation, environmental legislation. We'll probably see a slight contraction of EU milk production. And we're also seeing a huge growth in the demand for dairy in the developing world. And so there's plenty of markets coming on there that have a growing demand for protein, for butterfat. and it's how we as a country and especially Arevo are positioning ourselves into the future to harness those markets and help pay back to our farmers the best possible milk price into the future.
So much to look forward to. And also, I believe we'll be hearing about calf health from the inside out from Tommy the vet.
Yeah, well, we thought the other two topics, Chris, were kind of heavy going and maybe tough to take in one session. So we thought we're going to break up the two sessions. Tommy the vet, Tommy Heffernan, many of your listeners will be know Tommy from social media, and he is well known throughout the industry as a health expert. He's a qualified vet, but he works now kind of as promoting calf health, animal health. So he was going to have a very interactive session. There'll be no slideshows. He won't be reading reams of text. He is going to be very interactive, going through everything on calf health from the inside out. So taking us from the gut of the newborn calf, how that develops, how we're going to get that calf into a functioning ruminant in the first few weeks of life, right up to the environment that that calf is reared in and the importance of that in maximising health and making sure that we have as many happy and healthy calves reared on farms this spring. So there's something for everyone. As well as that, then on the day we'll also have trade stands around the back of the room. So we'll have everything from financial institutions to Chagas Signpost to our own farm solar program and many, many, many more agri suppliers as well. And for those who attend as well, going home, there is a goodie bag which is worth